Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone.
today in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had three outside children and a new other wife, and that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
My son,
wherever he laid, happy was his home.
And when he died,
all he left was alone. Now listen to me.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Wherever
he laid, happy was his home.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot. And I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
What? You said what? The president did what? Oh, man, that's all good, baby. He got rid of the player haters, too? Oh, man, we need to declare this a national holiday. We're going to call this Players Holiday. Matt Beasley, what's up, man?
Rise and shine, make you want to say, dear God, let me thank you for another day. Been living life on the edge, and I'm trying to break it. Tired and nothing to bed, but it's a struggle to make it. So this is your day, homie, now it's time to shine. Paper players only keeping me from wine and dine. Stress free from the drama, better get your ticket. And come on, players can't lie to kick it.
It feels good not to grind no more. Don't get it twisted, cause I still hustle. Maintaining is trying to reach my goal. Living life truly successful, so that my little soldier never has to steal no dough. All the cutties from the peers coming home again. And we ain't trying to kill each other, cause brother, we all men. Respect. It ain't no funk between the east and the west, it's just a player holiday.
Today's the player's night. So you better be on your way. Now it's time to celebrate.
beginning of it. We barbecuing chicken, that's what we doing. Got some breezes and we're kicking the cap. What you doing?
I'm just sitting here timing like a Rolex watch. I figure by now y'all realize that hip hop and rap won't stop. Putting it together like a racing
like
track.
A race
Where's
track.
All my Latino, Filipino, and SA partners at? I know you feel me when I say that life's a struggle. With God first, y'all know we all can't help but bubble. So keep your head up and know that things are changing for the better. Talking about the youth, the little kids, forget about you.
I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
shit.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I prep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my teeth and hit my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't see. So I begin to piece my two and two together. Got no snowy weather. Have to find something to do better, bet. I set the path, so shut up that. Nothing's about some solid, solid. I got the crock if it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like, no matter what the season, forever chill with Smith. I sit my fifth. I chill with West and got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck. I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo, I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year, can't ask for nothing much more. It's outcast for the books, I thought you knew, so now you know, let's go. This is ridiculous, I'm getting serious, I'm getting curious. Cause the house is smelling stank, the chitlin' gold is vicious. I make no wish cause I'm hot and smoke. Niggas in the back getting tipsy off the noggin. High as hell off the contact smoke. They having a smoke out in my backseat. They passing the urban running verses cause it's in the air. I hit the bars, I hit the cut. I'm hitting switches cause I'm switching from side to side. Looking for hoes and snitches. I'm wide open on the freeway, my page to my vibe. Cause the junkie is a junkie 365. It's just another day of work to meet the spirit. Just stand near me, grab my pistol in my house. See what the junkie gotta give me, cause it's life. Yeah, forever pimping, never slipping, that's how it is.
I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window. Coke, rum, and endo fills my body. Where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground. Sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for what, 3-2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, be funk squawk another one. One.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And now it's time for the sports report. G Money's sports report. And let's talk NFL football. So as soon as we can get the NFL music, then we can talk football. Oh, here it is. Okay. We missed it last time it came on. So now
just want to remind you, Money, that there's a delay between what you say when you say something and when I hear it. So if I don't respond right away, that's why.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, let's talk NFL football. Let's talk about the games that's going to be played tonight? Who's playing on Thursday night game? Game one in week 18.
So, week 18 of the NFL, we have no game tonight. There are two games on Saturday. Game number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Ravens 3.5 points.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Baltimore
Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens, and they're giving the Ravens 3.5 points.
They're giving the Ravens 3 points. Why would they be giving the Ravens 3.5 points? And the Ravens are the favorite in the game. That's interesting how the sports book is trying to put a twist on the game. They want people to bet on Pittsburgh. Okay. Well, I'm saying that the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the game, hands down. So what's the total point for the game?
Total points is 35.
35? All right. I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens and the over for the win. I'll take Baltimore plus the 3 points and the over for the win.
All right, Ravens and over. Next up, the second game on Saturday is the Houston Texans are playing.
Houston Texans are playing the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis, and they're giving the Colts 1.5 points.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts for the win, and what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 47.
47 points between the Indianapolis
right.
Colts and the Houston Texans. Oh, that's
right.
Ridiculous. It's not going to be that many points scored in the game. So I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts and the over for the win, even though I know it won't be 40 points. It'll be like 35 points or something.
So why are you
I'm going to take
the
Indianapolis Colts. Because together, if they do score 40 points, I'm going to take the Colts and over because they're going to be the majority of the points.
Okay. Colts and over. Game number three, the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Titans 5 points.
Why are they giving all the underdogs? Or the, you said Jacksonville is playing the Tennessee Titans, but they're giving the Tennessee Titans points.
Yeah, they're giving them 3.5 points, not five. But they're giving them to the Tennessee Titans, yeah.
That's interesting. I guess they expect that Jacksonville is going to beat Tennessee by about 8 points, and so they need to give Tennessee 3 or 5 points extra to make up for the win. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win the game against Tennessee Titans. So I'm going to take Jacksonville in the over for the win.
Okay. Jaguars and over.
I And that game is Sunday, right?
Yep. Game number four. Do you have a question?
No. That game's Sunday. What time Sunday?
Ten a.m.
Okay. I just want to make sure I catch it on local TV. All right. Game number four.
Game number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing the Carolina Panthers in Carolina, and they're giving the Panthers 4.5 points.
Well, that's about right. The Panthers should be the underdog, and Tampa Bay should be the favorite. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay as the favorite. And what's the total points? Let's see if it's going to be something ridiculous, like 45 points.
Total points is 37?
37. Okay. That's a little more reasonable. But I'm going to still take Tampa Bay and the over for the win. I don't even know the Carolina Panthers to score.
Tampa Bay and over. Game number five. The Minnesota Vikings are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit. And they're giving the Vikings 3.5 points.
Okay. That's a good bet. I'll take Detroit Lions for the win and the over. And what's the total point for the game?
Total point
is
45.
What's the total point? Detroit, yeah. And Minnesota Vikings, yeah. Okay. 45, 47 points to be about right. Okay. I'm going to take Detroit and the over for the win.
All right, Lions and over, game number six. Game number six, the Atlanta Falcons are playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and they're giving the Falcons 3 points.
And they're playing in New Orleans? I'm going to take Atlanta for the win. And what's the total point?
Total point is 42.
42? That won't be a high-scoring game. I'll still take Atlanta in the over for the win.
Falcons and over. Game number seven, Cleveland Browns are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. And they're giving the Browns 7 points.
Man, that's going to be a really good game. I'm thinking that the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback is still going to be out. So they're going to be playing with the backup quarterback, which means Cleveland should win the game. But they want to give Cleveland some points, too. Okay. Well, I'm going to take Cleveland. And what's the total point? 40 or 30?
Total point is 37.
37. Okay. They're expecting both teams are going to score big. So I'm going to take Cleveland and the over for the win, plus the points.
Okay, Browns and over. Game number eight, the New York Jets are playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Jets 2 points.
They think the Jets need points to play New England? Where is that game going to be played at?
New England.
And they're giving the Jets points. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 30.
Oh. So they don't think it's going to be high scoring at all. They think the Jets might score 2 touchdowns and the New England Patriots may score 1 touchdown. Okay. Well, how should I play this? Because Bill Parcell should probably have his defense ready to beat the New York Jets, because they would normally beat the Jets in any other situation. But since they really don't have a quarterback, they're going to set their defense to shut the Jets down. The Jets may have a good offense that day. And if their offense is any good, then they can beat the New England Patriots. So, I'm going to take the Jets for the win and the over.
All right, Jets. And over. All right. So that was game number eight. Game number nine is going to be the Chicago Bears playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Bears 3 points.
The Bears are used to the cold, and they're playing in Green Bay, and it's going to be freezing. So I'm going to take Green Bay for the win. What's the total points? Like 30?
Total points is 44.
44 points?
Yeah.
Now the Packers could score points, but the Bears can't score any points. So why would the total points be so high? I would take Green Bay for the win. It could be either over or under. It really doesn't matter. But I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers to beat the Bears.
Okay. So will it be over or under?
It'll probably be over. The
The Bears may get lucky and score two touchdowns. But Green Bay will probably score four touchdowns. So I'll take Green Bay in the over.
Okay. Packers and over. There, yeah. Packers. Mm-hmm. Where are you at? Packers and over. Here we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Bears are used to playing in the cold.
Game. Game number 10, Philadelphia Eagles are playing the New York Giants in New York, and they're giving the Giants 4.5 points.
I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles. I can't see how they can lose to the Giants, but they better have a decent game, because if they don't, they could lose to the Giants, because the Giants have been playing really good. They've been playing over their head for the last 5 weeks, and Philadelphia has lost 4 of the last 5 weeks. So I'm saying Philly should win the game. They better win, because they're going to go into the playoffs and they're going to be an underdog playing in the wild card, which isn't going to be good for them. They should go in being a favorite. So Philly in the over for the win against the Giants.
Okay. Eagles and over. Game number 11, Seattle Seahawks are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 3 points.
Now, Seattle should beat Arizona. I don't know why that would go any different. But Seattle lost. Was it Arizona? They lost 2 weeks ago to Arizona. So I don't think they'll lose again. I'm going to take Seattle for the win. What's the total point?
Total points is 48.
48 points? That's a lot of points. Seattle should score a lot of points. But I don't know if Arizona can score that many points, because I think their quarterback is hurt. Their running back and their line is in bad shape. So I don't think that the Cardinals will have a decent team to put on the field against Seattle. Are they playing in Arizona?
Yep.
They're playing at home. Okay. Well, I'm going to take Seattle anyway. There should be no reason Seattle shouldn't win that game. Well, I'm going to take Seattle in the over.
Seattle and over. Game number 12, Dallas Cowboys are playing the Washington Commanders in Washington, D.C., and they're giving the Commanders 13 points.
Well, that's really nice that the sports book is going to give the Commanders 13 points. Dallas should run all over the Commanders. They should score about 50 points in that game against the Commanders, who have no defense at all. So I'm going to take Dallas and the over for the win. It shouldn't
All
even
right.
be close. The Commanders shouldn't even come close to win.
Cowboys and over. Game number 13, the L.A. Rams are playing the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco, and they're giving the Rams 4 points.
I'm taking the 49ers. And the over. They should. It should be a close game, but I don't think the Rams are even competitive with the 49ers. The Rams have been playing really good these last couple weeks, but I still don't think they have tissue to play against the 49ers. 49ers is the best team in the NFL. So, well, they're the second best team in the NFC. Oh, actually, they're the best team in the NFC. The Baltimore Ravens is the best team in the NFL, but they're in the AFC. 49ers is the best team in the NFC, and they should win against the Rams, who's like ranked number fourth in the NFC. So it shouldn't even be close. 49ers could beat up on the Rams pretty good. So the 49ers and the over for the win.
49ers
and over.
Points?
Yeah, what are they giving the total points for the game between the Rams and the 49ers?
Total points is 41.
Yeah. See, that would be about right. The Rams will score about, maybe 20 points. And the 49ers will score 40 points. So, I'm going to take the 49ers and the over for the win.
All right. Game number 14, Kansas City Chiefs and L.A. play the L.A. Chargers in L.A., and they're giving the Chiefs 3.5 points.
Why are they giving the Chiefs points? I don't understand that thinking. Why? Because the Chargers are ranked like 11th on the AFC depth chart, and the Kansas City Chiefs are ranked number 2 on the AFC depth chart. So why would they give the Kansas City point? I don't understand what they're thinking. Okay. Well, I'm going to take Kansas City and the over for the win. The Chargers shouldn't even come close. No matter what happens in that game, even if the quarterback is hurt for Kansas City, they still gonna run crazy against the Chargers. So Kansas City and the over for the win.
All right. Chiefs and over. Game number 15, Denver Broncos are playing Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Broncos 3 points.
Well, the Raiders are playing at home. So that means the Raiders are going to be playing their best football. But I don't know if they're going to beat the Broncos. They should beat the Broncos. They're playing the Broncos at home. And the Raiders should win the game because they always play good at home. So let me think.
Okay.
Should the Broncos win that game? They got a better team. They're going to the AFC playoff, wild card playoff. The Raiders aren't going. The Raiders don't have anything to lose. So they don't even have to play their whole starting team because it won't make a difference whether they win or lose. So they could just play a lot of rookies just to give the rookies the playing time. So it really won't matter if they win or lose. And they already got the support of the city. Las Vegas is always showing much love for the Raiders. So Raider Nation will be in the house. The Broncos will be playing so that they can show they have strength for the wild card playoffs. So they want to have their best team. Oh, they benched Russell Wilson. He's not the quarterback anymore. So I don't know who the Broncos are going to play as the quarterback because they benched Russell Wilson because he didn't want to take a pay cut. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Their coach said that Russell Wilson wasn't going to play in the last two games unless he took a pay cut. And Russell Wilson was like, why should I take a pay cut? We've been winning. So why should you cut me? Why shouldn't I play? And they benched him last week. So I'm thinking if he doesn't play this week against the Raiders, the Broncos, their second-string quarterback isn't very good. They don't play Russell Wilson. The Broncos will lose. And the Raiders, they got new coaches, and they're trying some new players out. So they might play pretty good. They're playing at home in Vegas. So they might play good enough to beat the Broncos. And the Broncos, they can afford to lose because they're already in the playoffs. They're like, they've already cinched the playoff spot. So they don't have to win.
Not necessarily. The Broncos
are going into this game with 8 wins. So first of all they're second in the AFC West behind the Chiefs. And
right.
which means that so they're not going to go in because they're leading their division. The only other chance they have is a wild card, but they only have 8 wins now, and there are other teams that have 10 wins and 9 wins. A lot of teams that have 9 wins and 10 wins.
In the AFC? So,
in the AFC, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
All of the AFC South, the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Texans, they all have 9 wins and 7 losses. And you're predicting the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Colts to win. So they're going to end up with 10 wins. Broncos, they're not going to make it to the wild card. They're gone if they don't win. They're gone for sure if they don't win.
Really? And the coaches on the Broncos are willing to not play their Hall of Fame quarterback because he didn't take a pay cut. Wow, that's interesting. I wonder if the Broncos would be really willing to risk going to the playoffs by not playing their all-star quarterback, their Hall of Fame quarterback, because he got 2 Super Bowl wins. Well, that means they have to win. They got to win in the wild card. They got to play in the wild card. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to say the Broncos. They're not playing their quarterback, so I don't know. They could possibly take a chance to see if the Raiders are going to play a good game, good enough to beat them. But even though the Raiders don't have nothing to play for, because they can't qualify for the playoffs. So they've been eliminated as of last week. When they lost last week, it eliminated them out of the playoffs. But I was thinking that the Broncos were still going to go to the playoffs. So it doesn't matter if they win or if they lose against the Raiders. Well, what am I going to say? Am I going to bet against the Raiders and bet for the Broncos to win? Because the Raiders might actually win at home. But it won't really make a difference. So maybe the Raiders won't have a team to put on the field. And the Broncos would just win with their second string team. If the Broncos got to win to make the playoffs and the Raiders don't have a chance to win to make the playoffs. They don't have a chance to make the playoffs, win or lose. So, it might be Oh, but that'll be a good thing. They're going to play in Raider Stadium, and it may rain here in Las Vegas because it's really cloudy and cold and windy right now. Today is Thursday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, we may have rain in Las Vegas on Sunday. And I don't remember if Raider Stadium has a dome. Did they build the stadium with a dome? Do they have a ceiling on the stadium in Raider Stadium? I don't know. Because if they got a dome,
what's the name of the
then they'll stadium? Be saying, huh?
The Allegiant Stadium, right?
Yeah. Allegiant
Stadium. Yeah, it has a dome.
Oh, okay. So it won't make a difference then. The Broncos can come in and still play good enough to win in Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, yeah. No, they had to have a dome because otherwise it would just be too hot and people would die on the field.
I don't know if that's a reason, but because they had the other stadium was outside when ain't nobody died. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to bet that the Raiders are going to play good enough to win. Even though they don't have to win. I'm going to pick the Raiders to win because they're playing at home. And they want to go out a winner. So they want to show that they can be the AFC team, which is the Broncos. So they want to show that they can beat the Broncos. Okay. So I'm going to take the Raiders and the over for the win.
All right. The Raiders and over.
Yeah. I'm hoping that my Broncos don't have to win to make it to the playoffs. They've already secured their playoff spot because they're number two in the AFC. So, well, they're not number two. They're number two in the league in the AFC North? I think they're in the AFC North with Kansas City, and they're number two against Kansas City. But Baltimore is number one in the AFC, but Baltimore won't be playing in the playoffs. Baltimore won't even play until they get to the AFC Championship game.
So,
the Ravens
are going to have a bye next week because they're leading the AFC.
They're the number one team in the AFC, right.
So who did you pick? The Broncos or the Raiders?
The Raiders.
Raiders and over?
Yep.
All right. And then game number 16 is the Buffalo Bills playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami.
I'm taking Miami.
Dolphins, okay.
Buffalo ain't going to be able to play in the heat. Cause Miami's going to be scorching. And Buffalo is a cold weather team.
So total points is 49.
Yeah, that's all right. Both of them is going to score a lot of points. Buffalo has a good offense, and Miami has a good offense. So it doesn't matter. Both of them will score a lot of points. it might be 50 to 46 or something.
Okay.
So Miami and the over for the win. And they will win the division. What division are they in? They're in the AFC.
AFC
West
East.
Or East. The AFC East. Yeah. So they're battling for the title position between Buffalo and Miami. The winner gets to be the king of the division. So I'm thinking Miami's going to win, and they will be the number one team in the AFC, are they South or AFC North?
Who are you talking about?
Miami and Buffalo.
AFC East.
AFC East?
Yeah.
I thought the New York Giants was AFC East, and I thought, oh, no, they're NFC. Huh. Because the Dallas Cowboys
right.
are NFC, and the yeah. Philadelphia Eagles are NFC. That's why...
Right.
They have such a weak division. Dallas Cowboys can make the playoffs if they only win like six games. That's why they were making the playoffs. And the Philadelphia Eagles was winning the division because they were only winning six or seven games. Because it's the division that's weak. Because you got the Commanders, Washington Commanders, and they got the Philadelphia Eagles, and they got the New York Giants, and they got the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas and Philly have only the only teams that have been representing in the division. So now the Giants are trying to show up, and the Commanders are nowhere in the picture. So it's between Philly and Dallas who's going to be the number one team in the division. And it looks like it's going to be Dallas. It's going to be the number one team in the NFC West. But I hope Philly wins. They should beat the Giants, which will put them in first place in the NFC West. The NFC East. They'll be in first place, and the Cowboys will be in second place, and the Giants will be in third place, and the Commanders will be in fourth place. So Philadelphia has to win. They have to beat the Giants this week, and they will be the number one team in the West, in the East. Even though they lost four out of the last five games in the last 5 weeks. And they almost lost last week, but they won at the end of the game. They kicked a field goal and won the game because they almost lost that one to the Giants. Okay. So are we finished with the NFL? predictions and games in the NFL. All right. Well, that should be in. That should be in the end of the sports report. I guess we can go to some music and play some stories before we end the show. I'm really thinking about the Denver Broncos playing the Las Vegas Raiders. I really want Denver to win. But I'm thinking that the Raiders will really play well the last game of the season at home. They will really show up and show out. And they got a new coach, too. They've been playing really well with this new coach. They scored 63 points in a game 2 weeks ago. So they have their offense working, even though their defense is still giving up a bunch of points. But their offense is really scoring. They're really doing well. But then again, they scored 63 points because they had interceptions and fumbles. It wasn't their offense that scored. It was their defense that scored. Then again, I don't know if the Raiders are going to have an offense to compete against the Denver Broncos, or if their defense is going to be good enough to stop the Broncos, because the Broncos got weapons. They got their quarterback may be benched, but they still got receivers. They got running backs. They got all that. So they're still in good contention to go to the playoffs. People are actually thinking the Broncos might actually go to the Super Bowl. But they got to beat Baltimore and they got to beat Kansas City in the AFC Championship game in order for them to go to the Super Bowl. And I don't think they can beat Kansas City or actually, I don't think they could beat Kansas City, Baltimore, or Cleveland. Those three teams, I don't think they can beat either of those three teams. So we'll have to wait and see. If the Broncos can beat the Raiders, and they'll show up and show out. But anyway. Okay, DJ. That's it for the sports report. So, now, play some music and play the rest of the show. Some music and some stories. And you can play the story that we have to play today. And then we can end the show with the birthdays for January 4th, 2024.
My posse's on Broadway. My
posse's on Broadway. Me and Kitten Satan at home away from home in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to ripping. I freaking eat sunroof to keep you suckers tripping. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMG kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip. from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes the girlies get dumb. We're rolling Rainier, and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J-R-U-ing of Seattle. Picked up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. And we all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-A-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Up, yep.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Rolling in my posse was getting kinda bored. There's not another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy Kid Sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and their knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all them drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Broadway and my wheels spin slow. Rolling with your posse is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and Mix-A-Lot treating. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my tip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a dip. Dick's is the place where the cool hang out. The swaths like to play and the rich flaunt clout. Posse to the burgers, and so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Kid Sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss it. Skeezer from another crew, she picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin', he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, Cole sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked the bunk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. She gave the boy the finger and the sucker starts to cuss. Boy, I got a just posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You broke cold crying about the Rockman blues. You beat up on your girl and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-A-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
My posse's on Broadway.
Yeah, buddy, you know what it is. The posse's on Broadway. Five fellas and 22 free.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
My posse's on Broadway.
PLB.
I didn't ever fight when I was growing up. Although I used to work out, I had a speed bag in my garage that had a rope tied from the ceiling to the top of the punching bag, And then from the bottom of the punching bag to the floor, I had an elastic rope. So when I punched the bag, it would go zigzag, it'd go back and forth, it'd go side to side, and I had to keep moving to punch it and move, to stick and move like it was a real person moving from side to side. And so I practiced my karate with that. And I took karate in the YMCA. I took karate at Chuck Norris's karate studio in Torrance, California. And I even took some classes from my buddy, David Drang, who's a black belt in karate. So I was learning how to fight just in case I had to fight. I wasn't really anticipating having to fight because I'm a peaceful guy. I don't want to fight unless I absolutely have to. So I didn't fight much when I was growing up. But it wasn't until I got to the 10th grade that I actually had my first fight. And it was at the end of football practice. I had taken a shower, and I was getting dressed, and I had gotten dressed, and I was sharp because in the 10th grade, I started dressing up to go to school, you know, because my buddy Bernard had told me how to get dressed and how to catch all the girls. So you had to be dressed. You had to be funky fresh. So I learned how to dress from my younger buddy. And this particular day, I had chocolate-covered cords on that were ironed and pressed with creases in the front and the back. And I had a chocolate-covered polo shirt on with three buttons down the front. And they had gold and white stripes on the front of the shirt. But the shirt was the same color as my pants. And then I had some tan-colored leather shoes on, and I had a tan-colored jacket on, and I had a sailor's cap that I used to wear all the time. So I was always draped when I went to school. Well, this year I was a 10th grader, and we had finished JV football practice, I had taken a shower, and I had gotten dressed, and I was in the locker room, and this dude socked me in the back. He hit me for no reason, and I turned around, and I looked at him, and I said, "Man, what did you hit me for?" And he just looked at me with them crazy eyes, you know. And when he walked up on me, he got within arm's distance. I took two. Boom, I hit him a left hook in the jaw and a right jab to the eye. That's right, I took two, and I backed up with my hands in fighting position, and I was like, "Yeah, you want some? Want some? What you want to do? You want some? Want some? Come get some. Bad enough, take some. That's right, I'm right here. What you want to do?" And he just looked at me. And he turned around and walked away. And he walked away. And I looked at him and I followed him when he walked out the locker room. And I was like, "Okay, I guess he don't want none." Because I'm from 60 Block. We don't bow down, we throw down. And that's what I told you on my last story. I told you my neighborhood went to fight. We didn't bow down. We threw down. So that's what my reputation was. I didn't bow down. I threw down. But this was the first opportunity I had to do any kind of fighting. So I got dressed. I put my helmet and my shoulder pads in my locker, and I closed my locker and walked out the door to the locker room. And I walked outside thinking the guy was going to be waiting for me outside. And I got outside and I looked around and he wasn't nowhere around. So I said, "Oh, well, I guess he didn't really want nothing." But I think he was kind of jealous because I was dressed so nice. And he had raggedy wrinkled jeans on. He had a wrinkled shirt on. He had some old beat-up tennis shoes on. So he came from a real low-class neighborhood. He wasn't dressing like he came to school. He was dressing real bummy. So I think he thought he was just going to rush me, and he was going to take my lunch money. That's what I think he thought he was going to do. But I surprised him just because I was dressed up. They thought I was going to bow down. But we don't bow down. We throw down from where I'm from. I'm from 60 Block. We don't bow down. We throw down. And I let him know. They say, hey, man, you got too close. So I took one to the jaw, and I punched one in the eye. And I was like, you want some? Get some. Bad enough, take some. But he didn't want none. So that was the end of that day.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stork. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stork. Well, I need to check with my engineer to see what the time is to see if we're going to continue the show or if we're going to go into the birthday celebration to recognize the birthdays of my fans, my fan club, my followers, and my friends on the radio show. So DJ Papa D, what time is it?
4:45.
4:45. Okay. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? So before I get out of here, though, I want to recognize the birthdays of my fans, my friends, and some followers of the radio show. So DJ, Papa D, play the birthday song, and then let's acknowledge the birthdays of some of our friends, fans, and fan club members.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, January 4th, 2024. Happy birthday to Perry Collins. Happy birthday to Donald Aaron III. Happy birthday to Lori Jimerson. Happy birthday, Angel M. Proctor. Happy birthday, Teron T. Bird Blair. Happy birthday, Damian Dumas Corley. Happy birthday, Tony Gusters. Happy birthday, Rodney Alexander. Happy birthday, Dr. Carol R. Green. Happy birthday, Jesse DePriest. Happy birthday, Nicole Nicholas Robinson. Happy birthday, Dawana Gujar Richardson, and last but not least,
Happy birthday to Mr. Jerron Miles, 46 years young today. That's it for the birthday. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, January 4th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, January 4th, 2024. All right. Well, I know God has given everybody the goodness and graciousness that he's blessed everybody with, and he's also given us his son that we just celebrated the birth of his son like 10 days ago. So we want to be grateful to our Lord and Savior for the birth of his son. And we want to thank God for looking after us and giving us a second chance in life. And without further ado, I want to wish everybody happy birthday with the birthday song. And the birthday song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow, and may you be blessed by ever-loving God, and may his ever-loving peace be blessed on you for eternity. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray, and I'll see you tomorrow on Friday's radio show. Plus, I'll see you Facebook Live tomorrow morning at 6:30 or so in the morning. So, have a good evening, and take care. And we ask God to bless you.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Munch. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States
and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.